Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Brian Baldinger joins us in moments. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of her dreams and on budget online at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Eagles bring in Brian Daboll as an offensive coordinator right now? 53% say yes. That would be interesting.
What was that question again?
Should the Eagles bring in Brian Daboll as an offensive consultant? We will talk about that after we talk to Baldy. Brian Baldinger joining us right now, our Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Hey, Baldy.
Hey, what do you say?
How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Good to be with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good to have you as always, Baldy.
All right.
So I want to ask you about a video you shared in one of your breakdowns online. And it was one of lane blocking for a really long time in a pass play. This seems to be something that has happened for consecutive years, in that the Eagles have been, or Jalen specifically, has been very high in sack rate for an offensive line that is really good. Why do they seem to not be able to get the pass game going consistently and enough earlier in the play? Like, why does he have to block for so long?
I just think the quarterback wants to make sure that he's going to protect the football. I mean, that seems to be the most important thing to him, is protecting the football. So he's just not going to wait for something to pop open. If he doesn't see it right away, he's not going to throw a great deal of balls with a great deal of timing, except for some go balls where he'll just give the receivers a chance to go get it. But, anything in the middle of the field, he seems to want to hold it and make sure somebody is really open and not throw it into tight windows and risk the chance that it could be intercepted, especially if the defense is playing as good as it is. And I think it's a function of that. There's plays that he could throw the ball earlier if he wanted to, but the risk of ball being tipped, intercepted, dropped, whatever, he just doesn't want to take that chance right now.
Do you think that there's there's risk and reward with, every single decision you make in a football, in a football game? Are they at a point where that is out of whack in terms of risk reward?
Well, it hasn't been, been a risk to this point. I mean, when they were down 26-7 to the Rams, they came out and they threw it, and they threw it really well. And they got a couple of block kicks, and they beat a really good football team that day. When they had to do it, they have done it. And, it may be the second half against, Denver or the Giants, a couple games. They probably could have had a better passing game than they did in a couple of their losses. But by and large, to be 8-2 at this point and to be where they're at, and to be as healthy as they are, I think they're in good shape. But the risk and reward thing is a fair question. Spike, honestly, though, it hasn't affected him yet. It might. I mean, that's what AJ hinted at last week, that, you know, we can't just continue playing football at this level and still win games. But, you know, when you completely dominate Green Bay and Detroit like they did, you don't have to take a lot of risk.
Before we get to the other, you know, things on the field, wanted to, because I brought up Lane there, wanted to bring up Lane. You know, Jeff McClain reported yesterday they have to wait to see whether the Lisfranc injury requires surgery. You know, we talked to Lane before the season, and he had mentioned retiring before, and then double down is the wrong thing, but we asked him again, is that like a real thing you think about? And he said yes. If this season ends up, God forbid the season ends up with him having surgery and not coming back on the field, do you think Lane calling it quits after this season is something that's realistic?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
He can hint at it. And he can answer the question when it's asked, but I don't think so.
Okay.
He wants to be a Hall of Fame player. I don't think he still has Hall of Fame talent. Nobody has beaten him yet this year. So I feel like, I think he feels like he still has great football left in him. Certainly he could change his mind. But I feel like he has Hall of Fame talent. Nobody's beaten him right now. And he's gone against the best. And I feel like whether this is the end of this season or not, I mean, I think he's going to try to play for sure. He played through two, you know, hernia tears a couple of years ago, and somehow he played in a Super Bowl game. I don't know how he did it, but he did it. No, I think, you know, everybody comes back from this injury. Sometimes you need surgery. Most of the times you need surgery to heal it. But everybody comes back from it. And he'll come back like everybody else that's had the surgery. And he'll be good. It's unfortunate, but I don't think this is going to send him into retirement, send him back to Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, Baldy, can we get this running game going? We've shown flashes of it.
I don't know. That's not very good.
I just think when they are able to run the ball, I know it sort of sounds elementary with the way I'm saying it, but I just believe the offense flows off of the running game. We look at Jalen in the passing game, and I say, I know we want him to do some things better and take a few more chances here and there, but I just don't know if he's ever going to change the way that he plays the quarterback position. But if they run the ball well, I think that caters to the way he plays the quarterback position from a throwing standpoint. And I'm just wondering, will we be able to get the running game going on a consistent basis the rest of this season?
Well, first of all, I believe you. I 100% believe that statement that, you know, they ran the ball last year to a Super Bowl victory. They played great defense, and they ran the ball, and they threw it when they had to. But, you know, they were great at doing it. I think this Tank Bigsby is a pretty good player. He pops runs now. Maybe I'm not saying Saquon doesn't have it, and I'm not saying you shouldn't feed Saquon, because the more he gets it, the better he gets. But Tank has popped some runs now, and it's a different style. Like, he's just, you know, he's quicker, you know, and he's got a little more. I don't think he can stay with Saquon in a foot race, you know, down the field, but he does have some quickness that shows up on film, and I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, a little bit more, or maybe even two backs at times.
Yeah,
the way a lot of teams, Miami's playing two backs right now, and, you know, a little more two back type offense. But they got to move the line of scrimmage better than they are. I mean, that's what it comes down to right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to be better at the point of attack. And if you're not moving the line of scrimmage, there's other ways to run it. There's angle blocking. There's powers. There's pulling pin and pulls. There's other types of runs where you can use, you know, the athletic ability and foot quickness that some of these guys have. But I don't see them knocking guys off the ball like they did a year ago.
Yeah, I totally agree. Listen, I think Tank, he is going north and south. He gets to that line of scrimmage and through that hole just more decisive than Saquon is right now. We love Saquon, but like you said, I know what I'm seeing with my eyes, and every time 37 gets the ball, he seems to find a way to get through that hole. I want to ask you real quick about Fred Johnson in the running game. I know he does a good job in the passing game. Nobody's going to be Lane over there at that right tackle position, but how do you think he fares in the running game as a run blocker, Fred Johnson?
I like him. He had some good run blocks last week when he filled in for Lane. He put some guys down. He's a different type of, but they're so lucky to have him. I mean, honestly, like, I don't know what Jacksonville was thinking of, but they're lucky. And Fred's a good player. Mm-hmm. Really good player. And he understands the offense, and he's smart. There's going to be a drop-off. You know, it will show up eventually. You know, it could be against Jadeveon Clowney this weekend. I don't know. But there'll be some drop-off. But they're lucky. He's a good, steady player. And he was good. He was good in the run game. I thought he moved people and put a couple people down on the ground the other day. You know, they just got to be better as a group right now.
Yeah. Brian Baldinger with us. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. The Eagles speaking of Fred Johnson, had some success with those packages with Freddie in there as the sixth offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Do you think that this prevents them from doing it anymore? Because I guess it ends up being Pryor being the sixth guy. Is that pretty much dead until we get Lane back, or do you think they try it?
Oh, they tried it last week. Matt was in there as the sixth, sixth tackle or sixth offensive lineman. They had him out there. That's his role now. That's what he'll do. And honestly, the whole league is doing it. And if they don't have a tackle, they can do it. They have three tight ends. The Rams play three tight ends. But everybody, Miami's put a backup guard in there at an F-back tight end. I mean, because it makes you defend another gap, right? I mean, Spike's the linebacker right there, and you've got three guys at the end of the line of scrimmage. You have to defend another gap, and you're going to defend it with a lineman, with a linebacker, with the safety. I mean, everybody is doing it to some degree. So you'll see Matt out there. Matt will do it. I don't think he's as good as Fred at it, but, I mean, the guy's 6'8", and he's 350 today, maybe he's 348. I mean, he's a big man. So, he's got a lot of Polynesian blood in him, man. He'll be okay in that role.
Yeah, it's funny. When we talked to Jordan Mailata about those sets, he simply said it's just a math thing. You know, it's just it gives us
numbers.
Yeah, and he said when we have that out there, we just have the numbers advantage against them, and it just makes everything a little bit easier. Wanted to ask you about the defense, Baldy. Now, I know both of these guys have been helpful, but I'm going to make you pick one or the other. So, the defense has looked really, really good with the addition of two players. So they traded for Jalen Phillips, but also they've had the return of N'Kobe Dean. Which one do you think has been more at the core of their better play on defense, Dean or Phillips?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, if I had to choose, I would say Jalen.
Okay.
But I don't want to in any way undermine what N'Kobe has done. He just blows people up. I mean, Josh Jacobs and David Montgomery are excellent pass protectors. They're excellent. And he blew them both up. Like, his ability to strike and just violently strike people is different than almost everybody. I would say different than anybody else they have on the team. Mm-hmm. And so there's a role for N'Kobe to come down there. And there's a reason why Vic sends him and none of the other inside linebackers. They send N'Kobe after the quarterback. Because, like, when he strikes people, he moves people. And he's really got – that's a really unique skill that he has.
The Eagles play the Cowboys on Sunday. When you're just – I don't watch a lot of Cowboys, but all you need to do is look at the highlights and the stats to know that the Cowboys can put up points. This feels like a real test for where this Eagles defense is against the Cowboys on Sunday. What are we looking at with that Cowboys offense?
Well, I mean, they have beat the Giants and the Jets and Washington and the Raiders. That's their four wins. I mean, they're four of the worst teams. Now, I don't want to undermine, because Pickens is a really good player, and CD is always, if he kept the ball in week one, they would have beaten the Eagles. You know, he had three major drops in that game.
That's right.
So, but that's an excellent X receiver. That's an excellent Z. They will get tested, Spike. This is a good test. Now, this is a different defensive line. I mean, Jalen Carter, Jalen Phillips, they weren't out there week one. So I want to see Jalen Phillips against Terrence Steele. I want to see Jalen Carter against Tyler Booker. Like, there's matchups that favor the Eagles. And when Dak has been under pressure in games this year, I mean, real pressure, like, he has not thrown the ball like he did the other night against the Raiders. So, I mean, he threw four touchdowns the other night. I mean, it was about as easy as it gets. So I think this will be a different type of test. But it is going to be a good test, though, for them and for the Eagles both.
Yep.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, Baldy. Thanks as always. We will talk to you same time next week.
Appreciate it, brother.
Enjoy it, guys. Yep, you bet.
There he is, our Odyssey NFL insider, Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
Hard to figure out, or it's hard to take anything from that first game.
No.
It's the first game of the season. No preseason. Everybody's a little rusty. They had the huge delay.
Jalen Carter got kicked out.
No N'Kobe Dean. No Jalen Phillips on that team. And he's right. Like, CeeDee Lamb had some drops in that game.
We could have lost that game.
If he makes those catches, we lose that game.
Yeah. Now, I do think the Cowboys defense has been bad. We know that. Mm-hmm. But if Juergens can't go, he did not practice today. So all of a sudden you have Kenny Clark, who's been pretty good player.
And they got Quinnen Williams.
Yeah. So, I mean, that could be a little trouble in the middle.
Yeah.
Maybe we see a certain player activated for this game.
Fast Willie Lampkin?
Yes. Maybe Willie Lampkin is the sixth offensive lineman. That guy moves around there like a bowling
ball. Not getting outside.
Come on. You should see that guy.
I just need him to seal the edge,
man.
I want him as center.
Yeah, but Toth is going to be the center. But he would be a good backup center. You never know. You never know. Might be Willie Lampkin time. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff? Jeff, hang on 1 second.
Speaking of Wilmington?
Yeah, we'll talk to Jeff. Is Jeff tax-free in Wilmington?
Of course. The first thing we say when I pick up the phone with Jeff is, are you tax-free?
Yes.
Of course he is, because he's in Delaware.
Yes.
And you know else is in Delaware?
National Appliance Warehouse.
Bang.
It's so big in there, Jeff could live in there. 15,000 square foot showroom.
Well, a lot of people could live in there,
Spike. Yes, a lot of people could live in there.
I mean, it's pretty big.
Yep.
It's pretty big.
Yep.
So you go to National Appliance Warehouse, again, their showrooms are in Wilmington and Middletown, Delaware. Like Spike said, 15,000 square feet at National Appliance Warehouse, where they have over 100 brands, including Sub-Zero, Wolf, Cove, and right now the Black Friday Mega Sale underway at National Appliance Warehouse, where you can save up to 40% on those brands as well. So on top of always getting the best price thanks to Price Shore and Tax for Delaware, the Black Friday Mega Sale is underway right now, where they're throwing it back. They say Black Friday sales aren't what they used to be. Well, that's not the case at National Appliance Warehouse. They're bringing that back, and they're starting early. Right now. They're not waiting till next Friday.
Yeah, but people hear Black Friday sometimes. They think they got to wake up at 4 in the morning the day after Thanksgiving. No.
Crazy people.
Whatever time you want, go over to National Appliance Warehouse.
You could have turkey tonight and then show up tomorrow.
Doesn't matter. Yes.
Doesn't matter. And on top of getting the right appliance for best price, you're going to get a great experience at National Appliance Warehouse. It's something Mark Stemacken truly believed when he built National Appliance Warehouse is a difference-making culture, and that's what you'll get at National Appliance Warehouse. Installation, delivery, the whole nine yards. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com. Or hurry to their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right, 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington, now you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
A couple of weeks ago, there was another Jeff in Wilmington that called, and I believe you ended up hanging up on him, Spike. He was extremely rude, and he had ridiculous takes. Just want to clear the air, that was not me.
Oh, yeah. Was he toward the end of the show?
Yes.
Not my Jeff in Wilmington.
No. I would never mistake you for him. That guy's a psycho.
Now, I'm actually more out in New York, PA now than I am in Wilmington.
But, okay.
Because that's where I work out of there. But either way, so I kind of tend to agree with Ike on the reasoning behind the offensive struggles. So two things come to mind. One, twice this year at least, AJ or Jalen has referred to, that's a KP question when asked during the press conference after the game when they ask about the offense.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, all the stuff that AJ says, but he never actually says anyone's names. He's always got the you know, cryptic
yeah.
Mm-hmm. and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be something with the way those guys see how the offense should work. I'm not saying they're completely right. I don't know. I think there has to be a way where the coaches can work themselves around this a little bit better than they are. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I guess my point would be that's what they're doing. I think what they have decided is, I'll take last year what everybody said with Jalen, and I'm actually going to say it's more applicable this year. Like, this year, I think, given the struggles of the running game, it is even more, and the fact that they don't believe they can score a ton of points right now with the way the running game is, the turnovers become even more important this year than they were last year.
Yeah.
Last year, they had some room. They had some wiggle room. I just truly believe, and you're right on AJ, though, and maybe it's just because it is my default to think that AJ is talking about Jalen, because he was talking, it was a different offensive coordinator last year, and it was a different offensive coordinator the year before, and it was the same, you know, complaint from AJ. And as far as it being a KP question, you know, I think there is a little push and pull there, because we had the comment from Jalen last year, they took the straitjacket off of me. I just wonder if, like what Greg Cosell did, they're trying to put the guardrails up on him because they're worried about his ability to do what they actually want him to do. I don't believe that Jalen Hurts is going and saying, this is the way I want to do it. Like, this is the best way. This is the way I want to do it. But I do believe that there is something to him where the things that they might need him to do, he might not be able to do. And we'll never know the answer, you know, unless this all breaks up and we get the tell-all, whatever it is. It behooves them all to shut up, you know, which is what makes the last 2 weeks so frustrating. I think there's a specific complaint out there about Sirianni and Petullo that I just don't buy. I don't buy the. They just want to do it real simple, and they're dumb. Like Nick Sirianni was a wide receiver and was offensive coordinator under Frank Reich for Andrew Luck and Phillip Rivers. He knows how to design passing routes. He knows. So even if Petullo didn't, which I don't believe, Nick Sirianni is sitting right there. So they're deciding to do it. The question is, why are they deciding to do it? And I just think they're even more risk averse this year than they were last year.
What makes it a head scratcher is Jalen has done, he's played outstanding before. Heck, this year alone, I guess it was the, can't remember which game it was, Vikings game maybe, he had a perfect quarterback rating. And then this past week he has a 60 or 63. That's what kind of is a head scratcher.
Well, let me throw this out at you, Jeff. We saw Edmundo Sosa hit 4 home runs, right, in a game.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we be crazy to think that Edmundo Sosa could hit 4 home runs if the coach just put him in the right position? Or like Willie Burton scored 50 points for the Sixers in one game. Or we saw Trendon Watford a week ago have a 21-point triple-double. Like, and I'm not comparing Jalen to Edmundo Sosa or Trendon Watford. I think the mistake, though, is to say, or Jacoby Brissett just completed 47 of 57 passes. You know, and like just because a player can do something occasionally doesn't mean they can do it all the time. That's the difference between good and great, is the ability to do those things more consistently. I just don't buy that just because Jalen did it in 2 games, it means he could do it every game if they decided to.
Well, he did do it in big games. So, I mean, the ability's there. That's what I don't know. It's very confusing. Thank God we have a really good defense.
Yes.
Right now.
Yeah, we're 8-2. Yeah, thank you for the call, Jeff. It is. I think everybody wants an easy answer to this, which is why they default to Petullo, because that's the easiest thing to point out, is that it's just, the coordinator would just do something different, everything would be fine.
Yeah.
I just think it's more involved and complicated than all of that.
But I also believe if he isn't playing the way that he's accustomed to playing, we're not 8-2. Right? If you look at, in other words, I'm saying, if he's throwing the ball and taking more chances, you know, does he have 5 interceptions?
Yeah, I don't know.
6 interceptions?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at, other than Matthew Stafford,
yep,
who, let's be fair, Matthew Stafford's in his 17th year in the NFL?
Yes.
So I don't know if you look at Matthew Stafford in his 5th year, what his interception ratio sort of looked like earlier. So he's figured out how to take care of the football, and he also throws, I would imagine, I don't even see a ton of Rams games, but I would bet, I would venture to say, a lot of those touchdown passes are under 20 yards because it's a great offensive design.
Sure.
Sean McVay can get the ball into Puka Nacua's hands quick. Devontae Adams catches a lot of passes down there in the red zone. I'm not for sure. Other than Matthew Stafford, I look at everybody else's sort of touchdowns and interceptions, and I'm like, I don't know. Is it, you know, some of those players, they have better passing yards, but their record isn't as good. And so they've had games where they've had 2 interceptions or 3 interceptions, and now you're 6-4, right? You're 7-3 versus being 8-2 in a position to have home field advantage.
Well, yeah, that's where the question is – how many more points a game could they have, and do you tolerate more turnovers for more points?
Right,
right, because that ends up being the question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be fine if Jalen had 9 interceptions this year, but they're averaging 29 points instead of 23? Like, I don't know.
As long as they're 8-2,
right.
You know what I'm saying? As long as they're 8-2,
maybe they're 9-1.
Or if they're 9-1, I'm just saying I wouldn't sacrifice the record for the stats.
Sure, yes,
that's,
I agree. That's
pretty much, because I'm so used to him not, drink some water, please.
It's over there.
I'm so used to him not putting up big passing numbers, but he also keeps the turnovers down. And there is a balance there. I don't think you have to be extreme this way or be reckless with the football.
Yes.
Right? Like, there needs to be a balance in there somewhere.
That's what I was trying to ask Baldy. Is there balance out of whack?
Yeah.
And he said it hasn't bitten them yet. You know, yeah, right. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, well, coming up next.
Am I up? Nope.
No. Coming up next, 2 important things. First, Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings.
Mm-hmm.
But before then, D-Gun has more to say.
Oh, God.
There's even, more D-Gun.
I don't even know what it is.
There's more D-Gun audio.
I have not heard.
Okay.
Jack tells me it's important D-Gun audio.
Okay. Very important.
Okay.
So my goat might be back. Might be back.
All right. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fred.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.